This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Three suspects in the Moscow mass shootings will be held until their trials in May. Their first court appearance came on a national day of mourning in Russia. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is at the Crocus City Concert Hall, where at least 130 people were killed.
People with flowers, roses and carnations lining up at the makeshift shrine that's growing ever larger at the side of the building, and which is now basically a mountain of tributes to the victims of Friday's attack.
ISIS-K claims responsibility. CBS News contributor Sam Vinograd is a former Homeland Security counterterrorism official.
We've seen ISIS-K attack American interests outside the Kabul airport during the evacuation, attack the Russian embassy in Kabul in 2022, and increasingly increase the geographic scope of their operations in Central Asia, Iran, and now Moscow.
Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens tells CBS News the border crisis is a national security threat that often keeps him up at night. Owens says 140,000 known migrants have entered the country illegally and evaded capture this fiscal year. He tells Face the Nation it's been hard to keep up.
There's over 1,900 miles of border with Mexico. Now, when you talk about 20,000 Border Patrol agents, that sounds like a lot. But when you multiply that by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, across the entirety of the year, that number starts to dwindle.
From Montana and Wyoming to western Michigan, the upper Midwest is getting slammed with spring snow. New England is digging out from its own storm. WGME-TV's Asia Reed is in Portland, Maine.
Cleanup crews say Maine does not need any more snow.
I hope this is the last storm until next year sometime.
Others are satisfied.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, we're having a great time.
President Trump has until tomorrow to secure a bond of more than $460 million in the fraud case against him and his companies. Republican Texas Congressman Chip Roy tells CNN's State of the Union Trump supporters don't seem to care.
The former president is gaining in popularity against a feeble current president, destroying our country, attacking Israel, undermining our country with open borders, and President Trump is actually gaining popularity because they're just focusing on trying to go after him.
From the Department of Records Are Made to Be Broken, Ireland is about to get its youngest premier after his rise to the top of his party.
I hereby declare Minister Simon Harris TD elected as the new leader of Fine Gael.
Simon Harris has been Ireland's education minister. At age 37, he's expected to replace 45-year-old Leo Varadkar, who was first elected at age 38 in 2017. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. Three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Let's kick this Saturday night off with a double dip of Katie Scullin. She was live in the lair last week and absolutely rocked it. It's Unfailing. Katie Scullin on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
softly blows. She nodded her head when I heard what it said. Don't you shy away, can't you see?
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Katie Scullin and her song Bloom. Unfailing before that. Unfailing is the title track to the brand new album. And that brand new album is out right now on all the streaming networks. And be sure to stop by the Max Inc. radio page and grab the podcast from last week's Live in the Lair with Katie. It was fantastic. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy?
What's happening?
And KJ is here filling in for Terry Barr tonight. How you doing, KJ?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Doing well. You look good. You look like you're relaxed. You're dripping of vacation. How was your trip?
Oh, boy.
You got the dripping part right, but dripping in sweat. It was a very hot place, and I was there to see a punk band.
You went to Costa Rica.
To watch my husband's part-time punk band play two shows in the warm season in a heat wave in 9 degrees from the equator, and it was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I heard your husband's band got kicked off the stage by the police.
The second
the
night
police,
the cop was so sweet about it too. Like, it was the neighbors who, you know, were just like, we can't have it. But the cop rolled down his window and he whispered out, he's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, even the neighbors shut down stuff in Costa Rica, right?
Wow, that's crazy.
It was a real drag. So it was a good thing we had two nights there. So
were basically on the equator during the spring equinox. Right?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't even know it there because like the sun pretty much goes down at the same time in the same spot
all year,
like all year round.
Six to six.
Yeah. Our one of our Uber drivers told us that sunset happens really, really quickly. Like, you know, sometimes here for a 4th of July thing, the sun will go down, but it won't get dark
right,
for a
there's
long
a lot of
time.
Twilight
he
or whatever.
Said there, it's like, boom, it's over. Like, that sun is down, and boom, you're into darkness and fireworks. So it was a different part of the world. I saw constellations I hadn't seen. That was kind of weird. I don't know what they are, but I guess I'm like, those aren't planets, and they're not airplanes, and this is weird.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so a lot of fun.
Welcome back. Glad you had fun. We have a fun show for you tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Get your participation, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text right from the Civic Media app. Rocker, what's coming up tonight, man?
Oh, Jimmy, tons of stuff here. Honeybee Cannabis and Carbon 4's Wade Woods. He's going to be here with new B-Nanas beer. We were going to talk about it last week,
B-Nanas.
But it's here this week, Jimmy. Rock Johnson. Director Dennis Graham, he's going to be in here talking about the indie garage rock high school band competition that's going on right now. Fat Function, Al Falashi, he's coming in. There's an upcoming show. We're going to hear all about Fat Function's return. And Natty Nation's Aaron Conkle, he had some equipment stolen. He'll be in to tell us about that. And be on the lookout. And A Time to Die. It's a new movie from Madison filmmaker Bob Love. It's a zombie movie, Jimmy.
Love zombies.
And it's going to be premiering right across the street at the Overture Center for the Arts.
Also tonight, we've got live in the lair, Linda and the Zeros. Yeah. Now, am I reading this right? A 9-piece backing band? That's really
so 10 total pieces.
That is going to be
we are stretched thin. We don't have any more headphones,
right? Where there's wires everywhere, there's microphones everywhere, and it's awesome.
There's congas, there's horns all over the place. There's a giant horn section.
Usually, there's oh my God, look at it all. This is going to be great.
So we're inside, we're inside of a band right now.
We're right here. You can be here with us at 9 o'clock tonight, live in the lair. And then at 10 o'clock, it is Max Inc. Heavy with an interview with Conniption.
Yeah, M. Shell had a great conversation with the guys from Conniption. They got a lot of stuff happening too. So I'll check that out. Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock. Real quick, side note here. Art Paul Schlosser is in front of the Overture busking right now.
Oh, no way.
I really want to go outside and talk with Art.
Oh, we got to call John and Gordy. They'd be down here in a minute.
Rocker, there's some sad news in the Wisconsin music scene this week. Happened on Thursday. Kind of hit us like a ton of bricks, man. Bob from the Back Bar passed away.
Yeah, he was involved in a motorcycle accident in Florida while on vacation. And it's just really stunning. I mean, he's been such a part of the music scene for 20 plus years at least.
The website says serving or booking bands at the Back Bar, local bands, for 5 decades.
Wow. Oh yeah, so way past, you know, 20. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so far back, like I can't remember
how many shows. I mean, God, I mean, just think about just in the lifetime of Maximum Inc. Since what, 97, 98?
Yeah.
You know, how many events, how many shows, how many times have you talked about or printed about the Back Bar in Janesville?
Well, one of my favorite memories of Bob is when he, back in Atwood Summerfest, we had Canned Heat play, you know, the famous band from Woodstock, and we got sound effects, Jimmy. And Bob really liked Canned Heat, and he told me that it was on his bucket list to meet Canned Heat. So he actually sponsored them, and then came up and he got backstage access and he got to meet Canned Heat. And so that was pretty, you know, now it's even more special to me, you know, to know that.
Well, our hearts, our love goes out to Bob's family, the Back Bar, the staff down there, and all the fans, and all the bands, too. Hopefully the Back Bar can find a way and keep that place going in honor of Bob and, you know, keep supporting local music.
Yeah, man, we wish his wife, Diane, the best.
For sure.
So,
this band sent me some brand new music this week on in our email address, music@civicmedia.us. They're called Lamp House Blue. They want to come on the show, Rocker, so we'll have to reach out to them. It's pretty cool.
I saw that.
Their new album is coming out real soon. It's called Alaska Sky. Here's one of the tracks off that new album. It's called Bailey Song. It's Lamp House Blue on Max Inc. or Max Inc. Radio, our local music. It's not time for heavy yet.
As I lay just below this Alaska sky, can't help but wonder why. wondering why. Just before I have to go, I have to fly. I've run across your sweet soul.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
That is quite the jam right there. I do my best work at night. That's Peacemaker on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Peacemaker is playing a show at Taz Bash on Saturday, May the 4th. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. It's at the Red Rooster here in Madison. The show is in honor of Shannon Reed, who is a friend of Trevor Reed, and we all know Trevor, right? It's also a fundraiser for Music Makes a Difference here in Madison. Killer lineup, too. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. A lot of those bands you'll hear in Max Inc. Heavy. Taz Bash 3.0 at the Red Rooster here in Madison, May the 4th. Presented by Max Inc. Radio, Music Makes a Difference, and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the card sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out RockOnsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's RockOnsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rock in Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Rocker Jimmy K, KJ, filling in for Terry Barr with you. Original local music from Wisconsin. We're live in the Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX studios here in Madison. We want to say hello to our friends up in Eau Claire listening to the Tap, WCFW 93.5. And the Buzz of the North up in Hayward, Wisconsin, don't you know? WBZH AM 910. And of course, we're streaming all over the place on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you say Buzz?
Buzz of the North.
Perfect.
Buzz of the North.
That's your cue, Rocker. The Buzz of the North.
The Buzz of the North is right here. Wade Woods is owner of Honeybee Cannabis Company, and Honeybee Cannabis produces THC-infused seltzer waters, gummies, and now beer. Wade collaborates with other local businesses like Rude Brew Kombucha to create a new and interesting THC-infused products. But it's not all THC. There's also this thing called beer, and Wade is teaming up with Madison Brewers Carbon 4 to create something we think is totally bananas. Here to pull us back from the brink of reality is Wade Woods, owner, collaborator, and bee lover. Wade, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you guys having me on again.
It's great to
I
see you, Wade.
I feel like it's been, third time here in the last couple months? So
You're becoming a staple on a Saturday night.
Hey, I appreciate it. And yeah, I enjoy my time with you guys. So whenever you want me on, let's go.
Well, you keep collaborating in more products, you know what I mean?
And you bring us samples of these products.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, you know. Like I said, you know, last time I was on, Lacey here with Rue Brew was with me.
The kombucha.
So tonight we're gonna sample like a new flavor that we have coming out on the THC side of it. And then, you know, tonight we'll also kind of talk about this Earth Day beer, which is fourth annual. And it's all about creating money for Clean Lakes Alliance.
Nice. Well, tell us about your company, Honeybee Cannabis, your mission and how you're helping the bees.
Yeah. You know, so again, a little bit about myself, for the people who haven't, you know, heard us the last few times we're on. You know, I spent 20 plus years in the alcohol industry, you know, just doing all that. And, 4 years ago? So it'd be 2020. I started Honeybee Cannabis, and, you know, I'm a firm believer in cannabis being one of the plants that is amazing to this planet. And then also honeybees. A lot of people don't realize without the bees, we're not here. We're cooked. Yeah. So it's been a super fun journey of trying to like bring these two things together. You know, obviously, education is big on both ends, you know. I think there's a lot of education to be made with bees. I think there's a lot of education to be made with cannabis. So it's been great. And, you know, people like you guys that bring me on air, let me like talk about it is amazing.
Well, we love the education. We love learning more about it. And I'd love the collaboration because who doesn't love bees, right? So let's get to something wacko, like wacky tabacky. Totally bananas, which, by the way, when I first saw that written down, I'm like, is this a joke word? And I'm looking right at the beer right now, and it is actually says, the label says, this beer is bananas. So
it
please
makes you feel good.
Please tell us about this awesome new collaboration with Carbon 4.
Yeah. So this is, it's coming all back to where it all started from. So 4 years ago, you know, myself and Carbon 4, we came up with this. How can we get back to the community? You know, Clean Lakes Alliance was our thing. So 4 years ago, you know, we did a one barrel batch at Carbon 4. At that time, it was a Honey Maibach. Proceeds went to Clean Lakes Alliance. You know, fast forward the last 2 years, you know, Hop House Brewing Company has been my partner. They are amazing. I just love them to death, but it kind of came back to just where it all started. So this year, you know, we're back with Carbon 4. This beer is being bananas. It's a honey hefeweizen using local Wisconsin raw honey. And again, you know, if you're out there, you see it in the stores, it's going to be an in and outer. You know, I think we did 150-160 cases. There'll probably be about 30 or 40 bars that have it on tap, but this is an in-and-out item. So when you see this on the shelf, pick it up. You know, we're all looking to get it. And just know that when you buy this product, you're supporting Madison.
First of all, you're supporting
the Clean Lakes.
Excuse me. That was a bananas burp drive right there. First of all, the name is awesome. You can't help to smile when you say bananas. So great job. I'm having a sample of bananas right now.
Right. Let's all just take a pause for all of us to try. We have Dixie cups and everything.
The first thing, bananas, the first thing that other than maybe honey that went to my brain when I heard the name was banana. And I was expecting like a banana, but thankfully no bananas in there. Or I don't know if there's
no. So the
beer is super balanced and super, it's kind of sweet. It has that honey aftertaste.
I'm getting the honey for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. So the name bananas came from, so Hefeweizens have that known thing of banana notes to it. Mm-hmm. So that's where we kind of came up with the name bananas. Mm. So yes, I think, you know, shout out to Carbon 4 Brewing for creating this product where I think the honey does kind of like separate that out. It subtles out that banana note to it, you know, because again, I'll be honest. I'm not a banana fan. Yeah. it's not what I want in a beer.
It's not fair,
but
not for everyone.
I think the beer is very approachable to the general public. And again, you know, the last few years we've learned as we've built, you know, is like we're trying to build and do all these things. And, you know, the last 2 years we kind of came back with the same style of beer. I think we learned our lesson there that, you know, maybe that's not the way to go about it.
Right.
You know, if we're doing a once a year thing that we're trying to produce money for the community and the lakes, we need to come with something new every year.
That's
awesome. You can't come with the same beer every year because people, you know, you have it and it's cool. But every year we need to come with something new, something productive and
something delicious and something beautiful. If you're looking for it in the aisles, which I completely recommend that you do, you can't miss it. The cans are gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
Like this bright, bright orange and a bright, bright
psychedelic
green. Yeah, with a psychedelic bee on the front.
Yeah. So,
and they are very, very eye-catching.
With a marijuana leaf on the
wait,
on
let
the
me,
tail.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
I like oh, that. My God. Good eye, Robert. I didn't catch that.
I would feel terrible about myself if I did not throw a shout out to Joey Kinsler with Kinsler Design. He designed this can. He's been my guy that has helped build Honeybee. And
yeah,
that
you have
branding
great logos
behind it. So, again, you know,
does he work for the beer?
if you're a small business owner and you're looking to build a brand, Joey Kinsler here in Madison, whatever, hit me up. Whatever, I'll connect you with him. He's an amazing gentleman. He's just so great to work with. You know?
It's a great label. And that's where I thought the name came from, like bananas, because it was like bananas. Like it was crazy. You know, you look at the can and it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's brilliant. So we got Wade here from Honeybee Cannabis. Honeybee Cannabis available. And also look for him on Facebook too. Wade, let's talk about the partnership with Clean Lake Alliance, how that ties in with the beer, the bees, and all that stuff.
Yeah. So again, you know, like when I started this company 4 years ago, like to me, giving back to the community and creating products that do that essentially is giving back, you know, like as a consumer, you all want to buy things and feel good about things and what you're purchasing. But, you know, so like I truly want people to know, like when you purchase a Honeybee product, you're giving back to this community, you know? So Clean Lakes was just something like that from day one was always something I was very, you know, felt a ton about. So yeah, you know, the great thing about this, I reached out to him about a week and a half ago before we launched this beer. You know, I'm sitting here thinking 3 years, we've reached $5,000, you know, and they hit me up. They're like, dude, we're almost $10,000 into this.
Wow.
In 3 years. And this is a beer that hits the market once a year, limited quantity, and to raise that kind of money for the community and the lakes, you know, I feel really good about that.
It's a noble cause.
You should.
Yeah.
Well, where can we find Bananas, Hefeweizen beer, and your Honeybee Cannabis products? I know I've seen plenty at Woodman's, and I was just hearing off air, you're at Woodman's in Green Bay.
Yeah. So this beer's Bananas will obviously be available at all the local Woodman's.
In Madison, you're talking?
Yeah, and literally any reputable liquor store in Madison, you're going to find it.
Yeah, I found mine at Trixie's.
Yeah,
I didn't even know about it. I just walked in one day
Steve's,
and there it was.
And, you know, when we go down this route, I don't like to go down this route because I don't want to forget about anybody who's supported this brand. So what I'm saying is, It should be readily available in Madison. Check it out. Like I said, we're going to, within the next week and a half, you know, you're going to start seeing it on tap across the city of Madison, you know. And the great thing about this product is when you can take it to all these bar owners and all that, and they want to support with you, you know. It's a
win-win.
Yeah, it's
got great buy-in.
Exactly, win-win. That's what business is about. Yeah. How do we all win?
I could tell you how you win. You go get a draft of honey bananas at Carbon Forest Tasting Room over on Madison Seaside.
That
would be a win right there.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Wade, congratulations on the new beer. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it and your partnership with Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys more than you know. So thank you so much for having me on tonight, and we'll catch up.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you.
Let's do some new music. These guys actually have their album release show tomorrow at the...
Sorry, that's the kombucha, and it's really good.
Oh, JJ.
I was like, what was that sipper?
What am I missing here? I don't know. But after August, go see their CD release show tomorrow. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. on Civic Media. We are local music. SpongeBob fans, I'm sure you're happy to hear some Magic Conch here on a Saturday night. That's their latest one from their Fine Dining and Breathing album, Meet Me in the Middle. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight tonight. Rocker, KJ filling in for Terry Barr. I'm Jimmy K. We got a double dip of Pat McCurdy on the way. Plus, we're going to talk with Dennis Graham from Rockconson. And be sure to listen to your favorite Civic Media radio station all next week for the Ride into Spring contest. There's four daily winners who will receive an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, plus grand prizes like new bicycles, a killer new blender, and outdoor patio furniture. All you have to do is listen for the keyword. And when we hear the keyword, text us that keyword using the Civic Media app. It's that easy. Don't have the app yet? Get it now. And all the details and the rules at civicmedia.us. Ride into spring all next week on Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Get that double dip of Pat in a couple minutes. Right now it's number 27 and Rise Above. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday. Someday. My strength is worn and the blood keeps raging on. I will
keeps raging on. I will rise above by grace. When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above. I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace. Yeah.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.